Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today is Labor Day, and so we consider work with respect to God and also with respect to man. First, with respect to God, what is God's work? Well, we read in today's first reading from the book of Genesis, God's work of creation. So he created the world and everything visible, also invisible, and he is continuing to sustain it in existence. This is one way to understand the words of our Lord in John chapter 5, verse 17, when he says, "My Father is working still, and I am working." That is, the Father and the Son with the Holy Spirit are maintaining all things in existence, and they are actually governing all things wisely. And so, since we are made in the image and likeness of God, we are also called to work. As we see right from the book of Genesis, we're called to keep the garden, all the way up to St. Paul writing to the Thessalonians when he says, "Those who do not work should not eat." And so, whether it be in the office or the field or the home, whether it be with the computer or a shovel or folding clothes, we're all called to work. But not just to work, but we're called to sanctify our work, right? That's what this Mass is that we're celebrating for, the sanctification of human labor. And what does that mean? It means making our work holy and pleasing to God, and sanctifying for ourselves, that we should do our work out of love for God, because it is his holy will, that we should do our work out of love for neighbor, in a spirit of humble service, being patient when things go wrong, being kind with difficult people and co-workers, being diligent in carrying out our tasks, being just in giving an honest day's work, or in paying an honest day's wage. And let's remember, we don't have forever, right? Our Lord says in the Gospel, John chapter 9, verse 4, "Night comes when no one can work." And so, St. Paul, writing to the Galatians, 6:10, he says, "While we have time, let us do good." And so this is what it means to sanctify human labor. Let's become the saints that God wants us to be, even at work. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.